The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, you can turn the air on. Go do it.
It's on.
I know. Bob pushes the button right when Bill goes, I can go turn the air on. People are, what that kind of show is this?
No, I mean the air's on.
It is on?
It is.
Oh, man. That's it? That's all we're going to get? Hey, look, we've been scurrying, all right?
Yes, we have.
I laughed second week in a row. Okay, we changed our time from 8 o'clock to noon. You'd think, well, they got 4 hours to get here on time. Dang.
No, we don't. We just have a different hour to be late.
Yeah, we're just late for different reasons.
Yeah.
So,
Welcome to We the People Radio.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. You were reading my mind.
Well, that's what I do.
Okay, so our big plan was to talk about the CIA.
Yeah.
With the CIA.
And now we can't.
There's nothing more fun than talking about the CIA with the CIA. And it was about waterboarding. And it was about the really bad guy, the fuzzy one, the terrorist guy, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. So, you know, what better can you... Yeah, I mean, hey, it's the top waterboarded guy, right? Isn't that what they're having all the things about?
But we're not scrubbing that mission, right?
We're not scrubbing that mission. We've moved it on the webpage, which is wethepeopleradio.us, under the Coming Soon tab, the brand new coming. I'm like, what do you call that?
I don't know. These CIA guys are hard to nail down.
I know.
You know?
They were in Abu Dhabi.
They say they're
going to
be somewhere, then they're not, but they are, but you can't see them. And they're watching you, and they're not watching you.
And I guess he's a contractor now, so apparently they can scurry around wherever they want. But I do have that on there. And how's this for definite? In 2015, we will be joined by Marty Martin, former CIA operative.
2015.
Well, they said we were doing it in January. But then I'm like, you know, I get burned on this again. They're going to say we can't do it till February. So, you know, I got a whole year to make this happen. How's that for definite?
Yeah.
So we're just speaking about something a little, well, I don't know if it's closer to home, actually.
Well, the nice thing is we can talk about it, and then we won't have to kill you.
There is that.
There is that.
Bonus.
Yep.
But before I leave that thought, the movie Manhunt that was produced by HBO, it's a hour and 40-minute documentary. It's really good.
Excellent.
And it's about, well, it's about all the stuff that happened with the capture of Osama bin Laden, if you haven't seen it. But
from the CIA perspective.
Yeah, and interesting now with all the... You know, we'll just call it crap that Ms. Feinstein has released of late. You can go on there and actually see the kind of stuff they were talking about, because Marty told me when I met him that, like, one of the guys, they waterboarded him 3 times. But the way that the calculation was done, every single time they put a drop of water on the guy's face, they called that a waterboarding. So they said they waterboarded the guy like 187 times. Okay, it was three.
3 times.
And they actually explained that in the movie. I thought, hey, I already knew that.
Yeah, 3 times. You know, anybody can do it 3 times. That's not torture.
Actually, we do that to all of our own guys. And a lady I work with, her dad was waterboarded back in the Air Force. Because if they thought they were going to be captured, and what he told her was, you know you're not drowning because there's no way, like, laying on your back with your head tilted down, that you're going to drown with water being poured on your face. I mean, you can't even...
Well, there's water doesn't run uphill.
Exactly.
They just haven't figured that out over there yet.
Well, it's the gravity thing.
Yeah, it's gravity.
And so even though they know that they're not drowning.
Yeah.
You want Bob to play the song?
No, we don't need to do science.
I was like, who are you? Anyway, even though they know that they can't drown, your mind can't override your body's, you know, response to it. So that's why it's
so
effective.
Hard to breathe underwater. I mean, really.
Yeah, but they're not really underwater. And they know that, but they can't rationalize it, so they freak out. And
but
then they tell us.
But they're upside down with a bag over their head and a pencil in their mouth. So, you know, they don't know where the heck
they
are.
That's my mom.
Oh, that's your mom. I'm sorry.
My mom. That's my mom's greatest fear is if she ever got kidnapped. I'm like, really? Is that likely? And she's like,
going to Tijuana, mom?
If they ever put a rag, she goes, if they ever put a rag in my mouth.
A rag or a pencil.
Well, she can't hold a pencil in her mouth. Because if she got kidnapped, they might put a rag in her mouth. So, you know, it's all connected.
Yeah. You want to freak her out, put a pencil in your mouth and move it back and forth really fast.
It's true.
She'll hit the floor.
Either that or give her smoked salmon. Anyway.
Oh, that's just a good
runs
face
for the
there.
Sink. Wow, how did we get here? Well, Tracy was kind of nervous. Are you done with that now? Is it over? This is like our special kind of waterboarding.
It was the pencil thing that
threw you over the edge. I knew we'd get something. Because we wanted Tracy back on again to talk about Common Core. Now, before you think, oh, Common Core, blah, 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 already heard all that, blah, blah, blah. Hey, I guarantee you didn't hear any of this. And it's all about the assessments. So for those of you that are, say, over 18, you're going, assessments? Isn't that where you, what's the capital of, you know, Pennsylvania and blah, 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 you know, 20 minus 7. This isn't informational stuff that they're testing for. Like we used to be tested for on standardized tests. It used to be information. You know, I mean, were you proficient in English? Were you proficient in math? Did you know your history? We used to take geography. I think they get rid of that now.
They don't do any of that anymore?
I don't think they do geography.
Man, I would have flew.
Do they do geography?
You know what? I'm not too sure.
I don't think they do. Anyway, whether they do or they
don't.
Well,
they don't test on that anymore.
I would fly through
school if they don't test on that anymore.
You sucked at geography?
Yeah, it wasn't real hot.
Yeah.
I thought Mississippi was the capital of California. So,
well, you were from California, so what did they expect? They had a special curve built in for the kids from California.
Yeah.
So anyway, these assessments are different. So let's see. I put a ton of stuff on the webpage. Did you see it?
Mm-mm.
Did you look?
No, I didn't look.
She sent it to me. She's like, don't put that on there. It's too much information. I'm like, yeah, I'm putting it on there. with a warning, my warning. Many people will find the information below overwhelming. Some may find the whole idea of our schools invading the minds of our children overwhelming. And then you learn that the assessments from Common Core are actually intended to modify behavior. Uh-oh. Now you might want to get past the notion that this doesn't affect you, because our kids are our future.
Well, what's wrong with modified behavior? My dad modified my behavior many times.
See, that was his job. He signed up for that.
He modified my posture a few times, too.
Yeah, I know. Our dad does. Yeah. From the front seat of the car. We drove a van. We had a van because we had 5 kids. My dad could hit you in the back seat.
Did you get the arm over the back of the seat there, you know, or just laid there like a loaded gun?
Yeah, we had 3 seats behind my dad.
Yeah.
I mean, it was far back there. And
yeah.
He could
reach.
Yeah, he could hammer you from wherever.
Yeah, he could reach clear back to the back row.
It's probably not good. We're doing an afternoon program.
That was before seatbelts, too. So
Oh, yeah.
We could like, run. To the back of the van.
You know what? Running meant you pulled over, and then you really got hammered. You were better.
He didn't run.
He was fast. I mean, he was like a boxer. It was like, that's not really how boxing sounds. I did watch some last night, and that's not what it sounded like.
I think that's kung fu.
I think so, too.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. So much for that warning. It really sounds scary now, doesn't it? You know, How about we take a break? How about we take our
I need a break.
How about we compose ourselves? We're just going to call it a break. How about we do that? Because when we come back, I want to play for you, like, what, 2 minutes of this video?
Yeah, that would be great.
And I know you're going, it's radio, no video. No, it's just a lady talking, so it really doesn't matter if you can see her. But it is, 14? It's 14 minutes long in real life, but the last couple minutes will give people a pretty good idea of where we're headed. And I think you'll like it. I think you'll like it. It's interesting. And God knows we'll be having fun. So if you don't like the topic, at least, you know, hang out and have fun with us. You're listening to We the People Radio here at KCNR 1460 AM. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us. Stop boxing me.
Okay, sorry. Getting back to that gravity thing.
Rare.
Water doesn't run uphill.
I'm going to waterboard you when we get home and see how it works.
All right. Oh, my dog bite you.
Oh, wait. Already did that. Night. With that unceremonious ending, you have rejoined We the People Radio here at KCNR. Didn't that sound, that sounded like regular people, didn't it? Okay, that's over. It's like in high school when I tried to be shy for a while. Didn't work out either.
I can't even imagine that.
Yeah, I know. It was stupid. We moved. I figured nobody knew, so I'd try it out. Failed experiment. I thought they were having more fun. They really weren't.
Shy people, yeah.
Yeah, no. They really weren't having more fun. All the shy people just turned the radio off. Sorry. Okay, so.
Imagine their surprise when they engaged with you.
Yeah, they didn't really. They didn't really. They were city people. Anyway, it was weird. So, to the video. Do you want me to read the little blurb that's above it since I have the computer on?
You're welcome.
Ms. Tracy?
Get set up here.
Dr. Peg Luksic explains how Common Core testing embeds questions that result in behavior change without protest from the children. She's in New York, and here, I put a little note on there. If you're pressed for time, start the video at the four-minute mark and just watch the last couple minutes. So if you're driving around and you're going, I don't want to watch it, just go to the We the People page, webpage, and then the video's right there, and it actually gives you those little directions. Okay, so how'd you stumble on this, and what is it? Should we listen to it first and then you tell us what we heard, or you want to tell us what we're going to hear? And
actually, what it is I'm starting to figure out that a lot of people are just, you know, assessments, no big deal. But I think with the computer adaptive portion of it, I think it does, you know, people just don't understand. And I think when you hear her, I think it kind of puts in a little bit more perspective of what these assessments are actually going to do.
Sorry, I'll stop looking at you. I'm like making her laugh. All I'm doing is looking at her. I was trying to be polite.
So I think this video kind of explains a little bit. It's easy to understand. She puts it in understanding for parents. So if you'd listen and if you have any questions about it, give me a call. Call in the radio station if you'd like.
Yeah, probably going to have questions along the road. So we should tell people. The phone number here is 530-605-4567. Okay, hit it, Dr. Peg.
Arguing, so how adaptable are you to change? Based on the results of the EQA, districts were given curriculum packets to modify their curriculum so that the children would do better on the EQA the next time. So they were using the test to get a threshold for behavior and then adapting. Now, that was a paper and pencil test, so to say it was easy to track is a gross overstatement of the level of difficulty that it was to get the information. But compared to a computer adaptive test, much easier. When we were fighting outcome-based education, I was in every state but Hawaii. And in one state, I was reading the assessments, and it was a reading assessment. And it was a story about a child who found a wallet, and there was money in the wallet, and what do you do with the money? I'm sitting in the Department of Education, reading it in front of the undersecretary because they didn't want me to make a copy and take it anywhere, which was fine. And the question was to the child, if you found a wallet with money in it, would you take it? Do you read better if you say yes, or do you read better if you say no? Or were they testing a child's honesty on a state assessment with their name on it that was computerized? But because it was paper and pencil, I could find it. What if I put that in a computer test? And if they don't give the right answer, I can change the computer to move them in the next direction. So computer adaptive testing is really dangerous for our children because the state can manipulate achievement data by making the test harder if they want or easier if they want. And you won't know. You'll just get proficient results. Or they can use the test to test for and then influence what your child thinks and how your child thinks about a variety of topics. And again, the parents thought that was a reading test. They didn't know that that honesty was being tested on a paper and pencil state assessment with their child's name on it. That's now part of their record. And no child would think to say, is that a reading question? Children just answer the questions in front of them because they're kids. They just take the test. That's what they're using the test for. And computer adaptive makes that so much easier and therefore so much more dangerous.
Yeah. So how does, if you found money with a wallet with money in it, would you keep it, affect reading? That's bizarre. There's a ton of that, huh?
Well, they knew that this was part of smarter balanced assessments. the way that it was set up. In the some of the information I think you posted on the webpage, promoting grit, tenacity, and perseverance was written by the United States Department of Education. And they actually flat out say it's called centered evidence design. And basically it goes into full-blown behavior. This is exactly what it says. And you can go to the web pages and find this out yourself. The actual evidence-centered basis is learners and educators have the potential to get forms and feedback about their behaviors, emotions, psychological responses, cognitive processes that have never been able to be gotten before. Measurement developers must carefully consider the impacts of releasing such data, sometimes of sensitive nature, and incorporate feedback mechanisms that are valuable, respectful, and serve to the support productive mindsets. Yeah, so this is, this was all set up behind Smarter Balanced assessment. So,
and Smarter Balanced is a company.
It is. It was formulated. The actual United States had a choice between the two assessment CMs is what they call them, and Smarter Balanced just happened to be one that California had chosen, and I think there's about 18 other states that had chosen Smarter Balanced. But I want to clarify something before we start going. I had an interesting email today. It was from another state, and what I'm finding out was a parent came to her and she says, my school got picked to do NAEP in our school.
What does that mean?
Well, NAEP is the National Assessment of Education Progress. And believe it or not, they're attached to Smarter Balanced Assessment as well. This was the whole education, I think, department in itself has found a way instead of Common Core has gotten a bad rep. And I think what they've done is found another way to go around these assessments and start introducing them to the schools. So what we're having is basically parents don't know too much about NAEP. And, of course, they're now putting these tests now in a different view. They're actually going around it. And what we talked about is you got to remember that the government took over. These are no longer public schools. These are government-run schools. And when you take public out, because they did take – they're controlling these schools. This isn't just about Common Core anymore. This is about education. Unfortunately, the government is controlling what we teach, how we teach, and assessing our kids. And I think parents need to really open their eyes to it's not just about, you know, the assessments. It's not just about curriculum anymore. This is full-bore government-run schools.
Well, a lot of the pushback has been that people don't like the curriculum. They're worked up that there is no geography, that they're cutting out a ton of literature, that we're no longer going forward, we're no longer going to focus on helping kids figure things out themselves. Now it's, you might talk about outcomes-based education a little bit. She mentions that in there. Charlotte Iserbeet has talked to us a lot about outcomes-based education.
I think that's what's happening is I think the outcome-based is basically they got an agenda and they've hit our schools. Parents need to wake up. And, you know, these assessments are bad. You got to realize that there is two parts to the assessments that I had found. One is your psychological behavioral portion of it. And then the other is what they call a P20W portion of it. And that's where all your data mining comes in at from preschool to 20 to W workforce. The psychological portion hasn't been really researched that much. They know something's going on, but, you know, people are so worried about data mining. Well, data mining, believe it or not, is nothing to do with figures or all that stuff. That they are physically going in and doing research on how we think, what we think. And it's interesting when you put the surveys together. So say, for instance, California. we run our systems through CalPADS. CalPADS is actually at the California Department of Education. This is the new database. It's called a state longitude data system. And what happens is the schools will put in their information of truant, your kids' information, personal information. If you're on lunch-free lunches, which will indicate low-income families, immigration, race, anything they will put into CalPADS. Well, CalPADS, the information, when you take smarter balanced assessments, all this information goes up to a database located in Washington State, which is where Smarter Balance is located. Now, this is a huge database. This is pretty much the databases of all schools. Believe it or not, it's illegal. What a surprise. And from there, Smarter Balance will extract the information from your child when you are actually taking the test. So the extraction happens there. From there, UCLA and Crest, once your child is done with that portion of the test, and by the way, they're in several sections because they are hours long. It's not just a 45-minute test. They will be doing these in sections, and because they felt that it was just too long for a child to sit in front of a computer. So this will be in several sections, and what happens is that portion will feed off. Some of the information will go to your P20W. The other portion,
which is your
data information of where we actually came from. This is full-blown details. What your parents do for a living, how much they make, what is their race, have they been abused in their lifetime? What they've full-blown gone into details about our personal life as well, not just the child's. They want to know.
And this isn't like in the olden days. Mm. You used to go, if I was like working at a certain school and I had a kid in my class that was really off the rails, I could go look at their file. But that file, if the kid switched to a different school, there was a physical file. I mean, and obviously, you know, I'm old, and so that was in the 80s, and it was before computers. But what was written in their folder back then, you know, their permanent record, that followed them the whole time. This follows them, but it's actually accessible.
Oh, yeah.
From anywhere, and it talks about, what, parents owning guns? Do they own their house? Do they rent?
And they talk about dental. If you look under...
Dental?
Yes, dental and health
teeth?
Records.
Do they bite? Where are we headed with this?
Well, there's that scary. There's
do they have big front teeth or small front teeth, Grandma?
That's
kid's
where
a biter.
The Secret Service comes in at. They want to make sure that your kid's not a threat. So,
what?
Yes, it's all linked.
Not a threat? Like, do they have teeth?
Not a threat. They don't have... Well, that might be, depending upon their behavioral results from the test that they obviously took.
Get out. Oh, my gosh.
No, it's all there. The evidence is there. It's all linked. And a matter of fact, I think I gave people a quick view. I don't know if you posted that on the webpage as well.
Well, she was up posting till midnight, for heaven's sakes. Not that that's usually a problem for me, but I must have shut my computer down seriously right about the time you sent me these last two. So I will, psychometric report, preschool and kindergarten. Oh, yeah, I'll get all this on there.
They, and what happens is those surveys, they're called Healthy Kids Surveys that Shasta County has done already, and reported as of last year, is part of the, psychological background of our children. They will link these tests to the child. So you got to realize that it's not just one assessment that they're doing. They're doing several. They're doing surveys in our schools. They're doing surveys after care surveys that are federally run by the state.
So I mean like in daycare after?
Daycare after
school. Yep, okay.
After school. They are doing surveys prior to school. They're setting up all these different areas. So they're getting personal data, and then it's all going into all these databases.
And conceivably, the parents don't know because this isn't stuff you have to go get information from. They want to know what the kids know.
Exactly. And our FERPA law. Our parent right has been taken away.
What's the FERPA thing again?
The FERPA is actually a protection of our data from our personal information for our kids. And it was rewritten in 2011 to actually help them gather this data. And I think this is where parents need to stand up and say no more. And it doesn't matter about Common Core. It does, but Common Core.
That's just the tool.
Exactly. And they got in. Now they're renaming it so parents don't know. It's our full-blown education department in itself.
So they're gathering information on the child along with information on the family or the parents, and
yes, they want to know.
They'll have that information on you as well.
Exactly. They want to know if you were an abusive parent to this child. Believe it or not, this is hooked to CPS. So they want to see, and that's embedded in some of these tests as well. And I don't think people are really understanding the full impact of this. Our rights were taken away. They're going to go ahead and pull the families apart. And that is their plan. We, from the government standpoint, we are not good parents. And they are going to prove it. And then they're going to do these assessments. These assessments are going to be pulled out. And then they're going to be knocking on our door and saying, hey, you know, we've shown that this test that you've taken or your child has taken, there's been some abuse in this family. And, you know, hey.
Surprise. We want to check it out.
Yep.
And oh, by the way, we've got a plan.
Yes. And like I said, there's attachments. You know, they want to see if your child's a threat, too. They're looking at it in so many different angles, and these computer databases are talking so much to each other, and it's released. That FERPA law really really changed the way that they are allowing the information to be shared.
This kind of goes back to how much of your privacy and your freedom are you willing to give up to be safe? Because most people would say, oh, I want my child's
mm-hmm.
school to be safe. Well, guess how you're going to get there. All right, take a really quick break, and we'll be back. And then we promise to goof around a little bit when we come back. we took a little break there from goofing around. What do you have for us, Bob?
Oh, classic.
We don't need no education. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
It's okay. The government will know what you know.
They're going to know what you know, and by the way, they're going to tell you what you think.
That's right. They're going to know how much your kids know, how much you know.
Well, they're going to know how much your kids know that you know. That's the creepy
part.
Probably
more than us.
Yeah, so for all those people that are, like, spelling things for their kids, you might want to return to, like, sign language and stay away from the houseplants. I heard a thing on Coast to Coast last night that they have consciousness. So.
That's right. That's right. Just don't be coming at your
plant. So those of us who refuse to have live houseplants, see, we're safer already.
Hey, during the break.
But hold on. Let me tell them that this stuff's on here.
Oh,
you guys.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Bill, you just stay over there in your corner.
I'm just a houseplant. Don't worry about me. I'm just going to sit over here and
hey, but you should be happy. At least
hum.
You have consciousness. Okay, so at wethepeopleradio.us. Hold on.
Did
sound
they water
you hear
him
will
or
be,
waterboard him?
I think I'm going to give him some kick off. I know. I don't know. What it is with my sound effects.
Yeah.
I missed my career in silent radio. You can't have silent radio. Silent movies. The silent movies. I could be the one who acts it all out.
You could be the first in silent radio.
No. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Give it a try.
Yeah, that was way back.
I'm
oh,
awesome.
That's good.
I'm awesome.
You just tore that up.
I am awesome. I did.
Oh.
Way back in the early days.
Way back. Way back before then, before electricity. Okay. On the webpage. Back to that. I am loading things on as we speak, needless to say. For all you people who thought there was too much for you to read, well, there's more now. So keep refreshing your page. And as Tracy talks about some of the stuff, you'll see it pop up. And some of it might not pop up till the end because I'll just keep loading it. But do check on there because everything we're talking about, actually, there's proof. So if you're thinking, oh, my kid's teacher said that's not true, yeah, well, that's real nice. All right, hit it, Bill.
Okay. During the break, we were talking about what types of questions do they ask and how can we verify that? Well, I have here in my hands a out of the safety and violence module of the California Healthy Kids Survey, some questions that they'll be asking your kids if they haven't already. Number one is, during the past 12 months, how many times have you been in a physical fight, been in a physical fight with groups of kids, used a weapon, or threatened to bully someone? You know, that's kind of...
Is that a Pop-Tart shaped like a gun, or are we talking about...
This could be.
Sticks, stones?
It could be biting a cookie into the shape of a gun. I don't know. Another question. During the past 30 days, how many times did you... not go to school because you felt unsafe at school or on your way home from school? Okay, well, that's kind of mild. Okay, that's all right. How about during the past 30 days, how many days did you carry a gun, any other weapons such as a knife or club?
A club? Is that popular now?
Any weapon, knife, gun, club, whatever, on school property.
And these are kids that are how old?
This, yeah, what's the age group on this, I guess?
You know, I'm pretty sure that each school can actually control the questions that are put on, so they can pick, depending upon where your area is, because that would be considered...
This one says high school questionnaire.
Ah.
Okay, so this one is high school. During the past 12 months, did you ever seriously consider attempting suicide, yes or no? During the past 12 months, did you make a plan about or plan how you would attempt suicide? During the past 12 months, how many times did you actually attempt suicide? I mean, they're big on suicide here. They're going to fix this problem. If you attempted suicide in the last 12 months, how many or did the attempt result in an injury, poisoning, or overdose that led to being treated by a doctor or nurse? Oh, let's get the medical profession involved in this.
Well, because now that's all...
They're already attached.
Yeah, they're already,
yeah,
attached.
They're already attached.
Because now all of our health records, thanks to Obamacare, are computerized.
Yep.
Yeah. Have you ever been forced to have sexual intercourse when you did not want to? These are high school questions. And they're gonna keep the answers to this in your file, basically forever. This will follow you around.
That will follow you around. It does say though that don't put your name on top. But I find it very funny because, you know, when you're talking about databases and you're talking about very intelligent people that have put these databases together, Bill Gates is part of it. So when you
are they taking this on paper? Like we're looking at this on paper.
No, they actually have.
This is a computer.
They do have these computer.
Sure they don't know who's taking
this. Sure they can't keep track of who's on what computer.
And you got to realize that all this information that they're gathering with all these surveys are connected. Every single one of these are connected.
Oh yeah.
And you know, you just talk about these assessments in spring. It's a bigger picture. This is huge, and you know, and the question that I've been getting from parents is, okay, fine, it's bad, so what the heck do we do about it? And I really have a real big, I want parents to open their eyes, start fighting, start going to the school, flat out telling them, you are not going to put up with this. Put your foot down on this. This is ridiculous. This is not Congress. Congress did not pass all this, the federal government, but Congress did not actually sign this. And if I remember my history, oh, and that's another thing, Common Core or so-called government-run schools now will not be getting the true history on that. So they're not going to know their rights anyway. So how can they fight? You know, you got to remember this. They are physically indoctrinating our kids with information that is pretty much what they want to teach. And so I think parents need to stand up and say flat out, this is the first time in United States history that the government has taken over our schools. wake up, parents. You need to at least, you know, get on. And it's not the teacher's fault. I think there are some awesome teachers out there. The schools aren't liking this either. But they just don't know where to turn. And I think it's time we get together as a nation and start fighting this and telling them we're not going to put up with this. We can start writing bills against this. But we need parents to back us up. We don't want this to happen.
If you don't get rid of this, it's a little bit like people who post things on social network. We were talking about that yesterday. If you delete it, there are actually groups out there that mine, especially from congressional members. Any post to Twitter that a congressional member puts up or goes up through their account, so it might be their staff that does it in some cases. But if they delete it, those are all captured. Because that's usually where the good stuff is, right? They had a momentary like, oh, that's probably not a good idea. Get rid of that. Nope. Captured. Facebook has all that stuff that we delete.
Exactly. And they want us to be scared. And this is something that I've had to deal with all along with my research. And believe me, this is scary stuff. But you got to realize that they are people too. These people are controlling us, which they don't have a right to control us, you know, and this is bigger than just our education. And I just want parents and grandparents to realize that, hey, put a stop to this. We can do this. Other states are starting to back out. This is not just California. And somebody came up to me and said, well, I'm just one person. And I think that's the wrong approach on this. This is not just one person.
That's kind of how you got started.
Yes.
I think you called me and said, what are we going to do about Common Core? When was that? Like 2 months ago? And now all of a sudden you're
3 months.
You're like an expert.
The thing is, I think that's where we're having the problem is parents really are so busy. It's time to be parents. It's time to get involved with the school. It's time to see what's going on. Go to the school board meetings. You'd be surprised what's going on at the school board meetings. You know, we showed up for our first one, believe it or not. I kicked myself in the butt that I never even got involved with this. But we showed up for our first school board meeting that I've ever attended. Do you realize I was the only one with my husband? There was no one else there. So, you know, and these are things that parents need to get. The school board doesn't really know what's going on either. I think you'll be surprised that even the school boards don't have a clue with what's really going on. They've taken control. And I think that's where we're going to win this thing is if parents just flat out say we've had enough.
That's going to be so imperative that the parents get involved in this. That's the only way it's going to get shut down.
Yes.
If the parents don't make the time. I mean, let's face it, they make the time to do the things that are important to them. Mm-hmm. And they have to make this a priority to get involved in this Common Core.
Some of it is to feel competent. And, you know, like we had this conversation before the program yesterday. You had said, well, I don't want to overload people with information. But some of this has everything to do with people thinking, well, I can't even carry on a conversation about this. How am I going to fight this? You don't have to know everything, but if you can go with somebody who knows what they're doing, so find a group who lives near you or start one yourself.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to be a nonprofit and make it complicated, but find a group of people who care about what you care about and then work with people. You've gotten a lot of this information from other people, but in the course of doing that, you turned into the informer.
Yes.
rather than the recipient of
exactly.
data, right?
And that's the thing.
That's cool.
This is not just, believe it or not, I've gotten involved with the whole state of California. It's not just this area. So we do have a lot of information going on throughout the state. We know what each area is getting involved with and how deep they are. They're doing biometric testing down in LA area, which is your fingerprinting and these schools are allowing it to happen because parents don't realize that it's going on. This is really sick. They're getting away with stuff that's, of course, illegal.
Are they doing any DNA type stuff?
You know what? I know just recently that, what was it, the mother that, the umbilical, the DNA that was taken without consent? It was part of the
Human Genome Project?
Yeah, and it was in another state. So technology has gotten so advanced, people aren't getting the fact that it's...
That kind of crosses the line.
Oh,
there.
It does.
I mean, where that's kind of private. Do you really want to be in a big DNA database where every time you touch something, somebody knows you were there? And I mean,
and that, the thing is that these computers that these schools are using. It was funny. I asked a school here in Reading area, where did you get those computers? Oh, well, we just get them. They buy bulk, and I'm thinking, well, that's interesting because Microsoft, Bill Gates, and all that. I wonder if these they actually have the cameras in them. Your headphones can actually have your. It's all like a fingerprint. The actual UDL is what they call it, Universal Design for Learning. The actual program that is being used for Smarter Balanced Assessments flat out says that this is like DNA. Fingerprints and all. This is their brain. This is they're physically using this, and that's their own wording on their own webpage. And I think I posted that as well on there.
Well, see, and we know that you can do lie detector. This is like a lie detector on steroids.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the most basic lie detector would. I mean, hey, don't you guys watch The Mentalist? you know, sweaty palms, right?
I'm into CSI. That's where all the real science is.
Yeah, they play rock music and work in the dark, and then magic.
That's when they solve it. Yeah it's
like
that
crime
music.
Lab people just have nightmares about
colored
that.
Lights.
But no, they, you know, your palms sweat. Your pupils dilate or shrink. And those are real basic things. We don't even need machinery to do that. So imagine we add technology to it, and we'll have to take a break because then we added technology to it.
Is Apple
and technology
still involved?
Is brought to us by Bob. Thanks, Bob.
Is Apple still involved with giving computers to schools? And
oh, I'm sure there are.
I'm sure there are, but I
know
that
they were really, really heavily involved.
So you guys blowing me off on that whole break thing?
Oh, well, yeah. I just I want to wind this up for when we come back. Yeah. You sit over there and be like, come at you.
That's my job.
Oh, sorry.
all this information's on the webpage, wethepeopleradio.us. You're listening to us here in Galt's Gulch at KCNR 1460 AM. Problem is, they're not filling you up with your rules. They're stripping you down so they can rewrite you.
Yes, exactly.
What a great idea. So those of us that are spunky, difficult, and potentially we question things, and we always question things, we're all in trouble now. Those kids are all going to be on, we've been trying to put them all on Ritalin.
That's it.
I had a nephew, have a nephew, you still have a nephew, but... yeah, one of the big things with him was, you know what, when this whole thing gets going, I bet you when he starts school, he's in high school now, graduating, but I bet you when he starts school, I bet they come after you with Ritalin. And my sister said, oh, no, they won't. Was he there 2 weeks?
Well, they'll definitely have that on the medical records.
Yeah.
They want to see how he functions in life, you know, with work and everything else.
He's very out of the box.
Oh.
In a cool way. He's super smart.
Yeah.
He's one of those kids who can look over your shoulder. He looked over my stepdad's shoulder, so his grandfather's shoulder, when he was like 9 years old, and he was doing a Sudoku puzzle. And he goes, hey, if you put a 9 there and a 2 there and a 3 right there, you'll win. Just looking at it, you know.
The government wants to know how he thinks.
Yeah, we better crush that. Get rid of that.
I wanted to let people know, too, this isn't just about...
What the heck is that, Bob? Oh, for Lord's sake. We jammed all our brakes at the end. We're losers. That's our dirge music for punishment. That's us walking toward the news, walking toward the tests.
I am the heartbreak.
It's Tommy.
Yeah.
Tommy. Hey, we're going to come back. We're going to actually talk about more of the assessments while I'm feverishly loading them on the website. WeThePeopleRadio.us. Get on there. Check this out. Go on this today's show or something like that. I forget what I called it. Welcome back. You're joining us for the second hour of We the People Radio. We now air from noon to 2 every Sunday. Surprise. And the web page has been sort of redesigned, changed up a little bit. And I'm busy messing it up as we speak. I'm not messing it up as fast as I would like, however, because I'm adding things. So if you've been listening to today's show, keep refreshing your page, and actually you'll have to refresh it later in the day because I don't see it all happening in the next hour. There's quite a bit of information with this, and I want you to have access to it. So as you're talking to people, if you're talking to them about the Common Core assessments during Christmas, and they go, that's not happening. The government's not doing that. Oh, they super are, and you have all the proof. So there you go.
And you got to remember, it's government, not just Common Core, because they are changing the name to make people not realize that this is all part of it. This
absolutely.
And
you could go
sure.
give your school a big noogie, but they can't fix it themselves.
No.
This is bigger than they are. And we're joined by Tracy Ferrand, who is our expert researcher.
Common Core expert.
Tracy Mann. Oh, sorry. She just changed her name. Did you see that? I just pressed refresh and she changed her name. It was unbelievable. Oh, I put the wrong name on the webpage too. I guess you can refresh that
email.
And it'll change.
Yeah, it was my email.
Well, that's right. Sorry. Right. I forgot about that. That's your other name. Now you can find her no matter how, where you're looking.
Well, we do have, I want people to know too that we are trying to get school board forums designed for parents to actually show up and start listening to what the information we have and questions. And we're really heavily trying to do that with school boards. We're trying as fast as we can to hit all the schools, but it's going to be a little hard. We do meet every Friday so far. It's been every Friday at 5:30 at Good Times Pizza. There's a group of us getting together
in
Palisader. We do have pamphlets going out for Shasta County, and we also have a Facebook page, Shasta County Against Common Core. So if you guys would like to join in on that, you're welcome to join in. It is a private webpage, but just sign in, and we'll get you checked in and get you going.
So I should add that on the page.
That would be great. I did send you a brochure, by the way, but
oh, you
it
did?
Was about 11 o'clock today.
Okay. I didn't get to that part. I'm still doing the stuff you sent me at midnight. We are quite the team, aren't we?
I just want to make sure and alliterate. That's really good. Common Core.
it's caused you to be illiterate.
I know they started it way back when we went to school, but I just want to make sure that parents realize that it's not the school's fault, and it's not the teacher's fault. They actually really themselves are kind of struggling with this whole thing too. You know, they're having to comply and teach to what they are pushing to teach, and there's no rules to that. I mean, there is no directions, and it's very hard for the teachers and the staff realize that there is money attached to this. Opting out is a way. It is also going to put a strain financially on these schools, but you got to realize this is probably part of the consequence of us not being involved. But we have to put our foot down saying we don't want this to happen. And this is the only way that they're going to get an eye opener is the fact that you're going to have to no funds. It's going to be tough.
We had a question in the chat room. What happened to the good old PTA meetings? I mean, is there still a PTA?
There is. It's very matter of fact, as this gets more and more out there and parents are starting to find out that this is part of it, they do still have PTK meetings is what they're called nowadays, which was kind of a shocker.
What is it?
PTKs. It was PTA or PTKs. It's PTK is what the one school we
parent,
had.
Parent, teacher.
I don't know. I have no idea what the K means.
California?
Okay.
Oh, they've officially changed it to a K?
You know what? Common Core has already affected the
I thought we were just joking about that.
Anyways, they do, and I would get heavily involved. The more you get involved with the school, the more you start asking questions to the principal, superintendent of your district, the more apt that we could be able. I don't mind going to your school if there is a school board meeting. We will come in as many people as we can get together, and we will speak and go from there. We need to get the school boards to realize what exactly is going on.
Is the PTK, is that in support of Common Core? Do you know?
I think they're basically run by parents, and I think that they really don't know either what's going on. People just don't have a clue that this is in the background.
Right.
And I think that the change was so fast. Yes, they heard Common Core, but they really don't know that this...
What's involved.
Yeah. This is huge. And like I said, there's a lot of information. And it took me months to figure this out. I've even gone as deep as going into the United States Department of Education and forked out what direction. It's called IES and the different branches of the education department itself. So I've gone pretty deep into the research, and it's the whole United States Department of Education needs to get out of the state's business, which is
because that's what the assessment. Well, okay, so to link things that seem to be different. The scanners at the airport.
Yes.
The ones that you stand in and you're supposed to hold your arms up and supposed to see if you know, whatever. And people were all worried that they were taking, naked pictures of you, naked x-rays or whatever, and that was what everyone was freaked out about. We had a guy who is with the Israeli, what is he, Proactive Global Security, and he is with the Israeli military. And he consults with our Homeland Security and all that. Well, he was on the program. And when those had first come out, and we asked him, what does that do anything? Are they just wasting our time? Is it really going to catch anything? And he told us at the time that those machines were, and this has been 2 years ago, maybe longer, they were designed to create a facial recognition database. Because they've already verified your identity through your passport, buying the ticket. That's already gone through all the security stuff. Now they're going to add a correct, up-to-date picture of your face. Well, so he said it didn't have, he goes, you could get stuff through that easy. It's facial recognition is what they're after.
Well, it's funny, too, because I think they started, there was a school, I know they stopped it. It was about a year ago. I came across it. It was fingerprinting for lunches.
What?
When you go into the lunchroom, you
they find
get
out if you threw things out.
And so it was interesting because they were doing biometrics down. It was in L.A. somewhere, but they've actually stopped it. California put a law stopping biometrics. But unfortunately, I think technology has gotten so advanced now that you don't even know that they're doing it. And this is a problem that we're having is because I think a lot of people are finding that acceptable. It's acceptable because they are doing this anyways. And that's where we need to say as people, no, this is not acceptable.
Yeah.
We are not going to allow this to happen. This is not what the government, we have rights, and those rights are being trampled on, just like the Constitution, of course. And we need to stand up. And this is the only way. We're going to have to come together as a nation. We, the people.
Yeah.
It's not just the state of California. It's everybody. We need to come. Those lines dividing the states don't really. It's amazing how much we've labeled.
Sure.
Nowadays.
Same too with left and right, conservatives and liberals.
And this is
no,
to me that, and to a lot of other people, we're starting to figure it out that it doesn't matter what color we are. It doesn't matter what religion we are. They are literally taking our rights away. They are making us angry with everybody and everything. And I think we need to start thinking about by the time we wake up tomorrow, who knows? I mean, we're going to have internet taken away, access and all this stuff. And people are going to go, well, what the heck happened?
Yeah.
And
what were we looking at while they were?
Exactly.
Oh, we were looking at some riot on some city street with a bunch of people breaking windows and lighting fires over something that,
it's just
either didn't happen or is long past.
And I think Common Core and the government takeover of the education is part of it. I think that this is something they know that the nation is not going to talk together because we're all fighting. So that's my personal.
Yeah, what better time to introduce something like this, when everybody's not getting along and is totally distracted by you know, everything from the Middle East to the Kardashians. I mean,
and I think the economy too has a lot to do with it. You got two parents that are working overtime, and they don't have any, they feel that they don't have any time to get involved with this.
I think that's the biggie right there.
Yeah. But I think that was done on purpose. I think this is perfect timing. I think this was a great way for the government to sit and take over our schools.
Well, look what they, you know, we've seen this historically. That's how you do it. You indoctrinate
long, long
the kids.
Term,
and people
term.
Are worried that they're not having them say the Pledge of Allegiance, or they're making them pledge allegiance to the Earth Charter and, you know, that kind of thing. And honestly, at the end of the day, it's super small potatoes by the time you get to this. It isn't the curriculum that is really the smoking gun. And that's what we've all been looking at for the last, what, two years, 3 years?
Yeah,
how long
it's
has
been a long time.
Yeah, it's the assessments. So let's take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to get back into what's actually in these assessments. So for the people who are looking at the volume of information, going, "I'm not going to read all this," we'll give you some quick snippets on actually what's going on and how you can prove it. You're listening to We the People Radio here at KCNR 1460 AM. You could call in if you want, although person's going to talk over you, but it's 530-605-4567. No, we won't. We'll really listen. Promise.
Well, you filled up my head with so many lies. You twisted my heart till something snapped inside. I'd like to give it one more try, but my give a damn's busted. Well, her daughter came home one afternoon and didn't even stop to play. Mama got a note here from the Harper Valley PTA. Well, the note said, "Mrs. Johnson, you're wearing your dresses way too high. It's reported you've been drinking and or running around with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be bringing up your little girl this way." Secretary Harper Valley PTA.
That was our greatest problem in the past. We even wrote songs about it. Was that some stuffy old bag in the PTA was going to, you know, pass judgment upon you and complain about your cookies and your, you know, baked goods during the birthday parties or whatever. That, God, now it's like, oh, so you fight at home? Oh, you don't own your own home? Oh, Bob's got a call. Well, Bob, we're all curious. Who is it? That's pretty, that's some.
It's the Harper Valley PTA.
They called to say you were wearing your dress too tight. That's a whole different program. Hey, before.
I guess so.
I thought you were just going to let that go. Ah, why let the fun go? So, hey, just under the warning about how the information might be a bit overwhelming, on the webpage there, I listed that Facebook link for you guys. So now explain to people how that works. The Facebook thing, because it's a closed page.
Yes, it is a
so
closed
for people
page.
Who haven't,
so you might not even be able to view it. You might be able to.
No, I can see it.
Okay. California, I think it's California Against Common Core is also, we're all linked. We all have different counties that have already been. So if you cannot see the Shasta County on Facebook, go to the California's Against Common Core. I think it's California's Against Common Core. They will get you linked into as well to our Shasta County. I actually can sign you in as soon as I see you. But
I clicked a green blob that said join group.
Okay, awesome.
So actually, if you do Shasta County Against Common Core, click the green blob. But you know what? I'll also link for the people that are outside of California, because we always have folks that listen elsewhere. I'll link up the main one so you can find your own town.
Every state actually has one. Like I said, we're trying to talk nationally now. So it's quite amazing to hear different states that have implemented this 4 years ago and having the situation. Of course, California is just starting. So we're starting to listen to them and try to take into consideration how they're trying to go about fighting it out of their state. And each state is different. But, of course, state of California is heavy into this. And that's another point I wanted to let people know. The superintendent, the county, Shasta County, in our district, in our area, we need to go in as people and let them know that you are unhappy with this. We can, as California, actually opt out of the Common Core in this area. So we're finding that out. California is special. So I think if we start working together and getting the gang together and then possibly getting out of the county. So we'll just, you know, we got to have the numbers.
It doesn't take, you don't have to be a PhD. Uh-uh. You don't have to be a research scientist. I mean, you don't even have to have kids in school.
Nope. You could, and that's the more the merrier. If we had just people sitting in the back, even on these board meetings, just sitting there would be even nice. We've gone to the state school board meeting, which is interesting. They do know what's going on, but I don't know if they truly, truly get the full picture, because I can't imagine any school, in any person that's involved in a school, knowing truly what's going on. I can't even imagine them sleeping at night. This is just way beyond.
That they would want to, because this is behavioral manipulation at some level. We haven't gotten to that part. Talk to them a little bit about the grant at UCLA for the brain mapping and all that, because most people are having a hard time figuring out that taking tests, they can tell how you think. So using, the rudimentary example of like a lie detector test, the kids' testing is all done by computer and being morphed depending on their responses. And potentially releasing CPS to come to your house and check you out. But the brain mapping thing, that's different.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I posted three psychologists on there giving reports. Gary Thompson is one that I really like. I like them all. But what I found out is Gary, I talked to Gary over the phone personally, on a personal phone call, and he was telling me, as a psychologist, this is awesome. This is one of the biggest breakthroughs that they've ever had. And he was kind of a little embarrassed about saying that, but he does post that on his mm-hmm. presentations. He is traveling around the United States telling people in states and school boards, this is not good. But him as a doctor saying that this is cool, this information, this technology is awesome, you know, to anyone that wouldn't want to grab it, they're crazy. I mean, think about this brain initiative. Think of the UCLA getting brain initiative. I mean, that's big. That's a breakthrough in medicine. So, but they don't see the bigger picture. And if you connect all the dots, it's just amazing that they're taking everything that they're doing and putting it all in one database. And that's a little scary when it starts. And I don't even think people at UCLA really know what's going on either. I just think that people are doing their jobs.
They've got their head down.
Yeah.
And they're not looking at the wider
view
implication
of
where this will go. Because if we can map the way kids think, then we can potentially manipulate that.
Uh-huh.
For our own ends. And what's the evidence of that in here? Like, you had talked to me about fear, how a lot of these tests were
fear-based.
Yeah.
Yes. The I've given you guys a report. It's called Promoting Grit and Tenacity and Perseverance. This was written, I think I mentioned it right before, the United States Department of Education actually, and this was actually a while back, they had put on the air that whoever had stated anything that they've read this was a conspiracy theorist. But if you compare open it up and you read it, it is prime example of what is going on with Common Core. They outline everything. They warn that there's detrimental side effects to these exams. And I find it interesting that the people that have been doing the research has kind of put this book aside until I made a comment. You might want to open it up and read it again, because it coincides with the Common Core testing, assessments, math. It actually talks about the way that they're thinking. They have to change the way that they're thinking, which means that they'll have
the kids.
The kids. And the way that they're teaching, they have to change the way that the teachers teach. They're no longer teaching the same way as well. So this whole report is a very informational report written by the United States Department of Education. And they pre-warn. it's actually, I'm surprised we can't get them on this. I don't know if anyone's tried to get the United States Department of Education in some type of a, I would love to take Arne Duncan and have a big giant lawsuit and get him out of office there. But it just is unreal. It's sickening when you read this report, actually. Your stomach starts turning and you realize, oh my gosh, how can they really be doing this?
Well, you started talking to the people here in our, and I'm sure, you know, we don't live in a, I mean, we live in a place like anybody else. I mean, it's got good people, bad people, smart people, dumb people. You know, we've got the range like everybody else. But when you spoke with our superintendent's office, at first they told you that none of that could happen.
No, he was blown away.
And then when they figured out that what you were saying was actually true.
He said, well, I hope you're not right. And I said, well, what the hell are you going to do about it if I am right?
Because P.S., I am right.
I think they're starting to open their eyes that I am right. I think the last school board meeting we just went to on Wednesday, the county school board meeting, I think the board got an eye-opener. We are only allowed a certain amount of time to talk, so hopefully we can get on the agenda and explain to them now in detail this is what's going on. You know, some of the superintendents, I don't know. I know other states, they're getting paid an enormous amount of money.
Oh, that's right. We didn't even get to that part.
No. And I know I found a report inside the United States Department of Education on trying to explain to how to push this. 60% of the nation they're opposed to Common Core. But they're pushing through superintendents. And I find it very interesting that most of the states that were pushing so hard with Common Core, actually their superintendents were making more than the governors. So the one down in L.A. I think was making $600,000.
Oh, yeah. I remember reading that.
Yeah. So, you know, it's amazing that this stuff is all starting to come together, and it's like, come on, you guys, wake up. Got to do something.
So they don't – so let's talk about charter schools because, I'll just pull my kid out of public school and I'll put him in a charter school. Are you out from under it?
No, you're not. Any federal money coming in.
Lunch program, buses,
grants, any type of grants coming through is going to nail these schools. And
they're going to have to comply to Common Core if they want that money.
So let's
charter
say
schools
that they
are under.
Well, let's say that they don't do dopey math. You know, they decide not to do the modules of Common Core math or whatever it is, right? They opt not to do that.
Uh-huh.
The assessments are not optional.
No, and what I'm finding out, and I hurt for our schools. I hurt for our teachers. I hurt for people that are running the charter schools. There is a lot going on that I kind of feel bad, but you're going to have to lose the money that's funding. And unfortunately, when you sign up for a charter school, it was my understanding, some charter schools, I don't want to speak to all of the charter schools because I don't know much about the charter schools and I'm still learning. So if anyone's out there that can give me information on the charter schools and how they're run, that would be great to help us out to understand better. But it's my understanding that one of the charter schools, you sign in the first of the year and you don't have to use the curriculum, but you have year-end testing. That year-end testing is your assessments from Smarter Balance. They run just the same way as the state. They have to have those assessments.
And how did Smarter Balance get, you know, this is a contract deal, I'm sure.
Yes.
And where do they come from?
Smarter Balance.
Have you drilled down into them a little bit?
Yeah, I have.
I figured.
Wireless Generation actually started the idea of Smarter Balance. Now, PARC, I never looked into PARC because that was not California's assessment deal that they went with. So Smarter Balanced was actually put together by NAEP, which is located, of course, in the Education Department. They put together these assessments. Believe it or not, one of the ladies that is the five original Common Core writers just happens to work with the NAP. She's heavily involved.
Surprise.
Yes. So, you know, when you start looking at that and you start realizing that, and it's all federally government grants, they were paid an enormous amount of money to get this thing off the ground. And that's where that came from.
Interesting.
gets back to the same old thing. If you want the federal money, you got to play the game.
Mm-hmm.
And all these departments. I mean, that's what I've said all along, is as soon as the states realize they can get a lot more done if they get away from the federal government,
mm-hmm.
They're going to be a lot better off. But they can't resist that carrot. Here's the money.
Here's my question to even listeners, and this is something that we've been kind of mind-boggling about, is the federal government's really not paying us as the education department, not very much. So are these grants really worth the implementation of Common Core? Is it really worth the upgrades to the computers? Is it really worth the teachers going to these, you know, conferences on the new programs that are coming in? Is it really worth the
changing out all your books,
Wi-Fi,
and your curriculum?
Exactly. Oh. Wi-Fi. You know, and we're in Reading, you know, so some of these schools, we're pretty far out there. I mean, that's going to be pretty costly. And is Shasta County really at the point where they can handle, you know, a deficit?
Well, especially when the state keeps pulling more and more money out of the education and making it more regional based, where you have to come up with money yourself. A lot of these counties, they just don't have the state funds anymore.
So this is another area that we've been looking at, wondering, you know, can Shasta County really handle this? Are these school districts going to start shutting down mm-hmm. because they're not going to be able to keep up with technology?
Ponder that. Ponder that for 2 minutes while we thank our advertisers. How's that?
I like that. Ponder on, Garth.
We'll be right back with you in 2 minutes. You're listening to We the People Radio here at KCNR 1460 AM.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder I can think at all. And my life,
like a whole Common Core repertoire going on today. Good job, Bob. Wouldn't be fun. Wouldn't be fun if we didn't have that. And wouldn't be fun if we didn't have Tracy here, because the rest of us don't know anything about this. At least we don't know that much. I'm learning a lot, though.
She's a serious one.
Yeah. Tracy's the information purveyor. Okay, so we've got like 20 minutes minus one break. So what haven't we done? Well,
I'd like to know. Yeah, this one's going to hit really hard, I think, to not just children in the education department, but they're going to hit us as well as adults. They're going to be starting out what they call ACT or work keys. A lot of states are already doing this. I think Missouri is 35% done. ACT and SATs. SAT, mm-hmm. ACT. College Board. David Coleman is the original, one of the five original writers, is changing a lot of what's going on. He's rewriting SATs. ACT is a portion of the workforce. This was the portion of the Educational Reform Act that Obama put into play. They want to know if we're ready, college ready, and or career ready. So these kids will be taking what they call ACT test or work key test. They want to place them in a job that is up to what they are capable of doing. So this is your, it's not like you and I. Do you remember when they used to take a test when we were going to school?
Yeah, would you rather be a ballerina or a construction worker?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to start having adults take this. Matter of fact, Missouri takes these before they actually get a job. You go in and they want to check your English language arts and everything else. Well, they give you a gold card, bronze card, and that will determine what kind of job you actually get.
Oh, do you have to wear a little star? Do you have to wear a little Star Trek outfit and stand on a conveyor belt?
This is unreal. When I started looking at this, I couldn't believe what was going on. They actually, it sounds like they're embedding, it's called ACT/WorkKeys. And it's quite an interesting progress, but it sounds like the businesses buy into this or somehow they get, I'm still trying to do the research on this. They've renamed it because technology work keys is kind of back in the back. They're coming up with newer names to actually do this, but ACT is going to be a test given to our seniors. And they want to determine how they are. Of course, this is your P20W. This is your workforce. Information.
And P20W means what?
Preschool, 20, and workforce. So they are going
from preschool through the age of 20.
And I just found a contract or your MOUs or what they call it. And it basically releases and sharing your information on how much you actually make in your actual work. So they are going to be releasing this documentation to the education department. And this is going to be.
So they can look backwards then and see if they've classified you properly and put you on the proper conveyor belt.
That, and they want to make sure, too, that, you know, just because you were possibly that suicidal person that you checked on that last survey.
Or you were scurrying around with a club.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. If you've made it okay through life, they want to see how you actually survived all that and how well are you really doing. This is where they want to say they want to make a higher. This is your higher education. They want this information. So a lot of higher education people are involved.
You know what this is going to do? This is going to eliminate like divorce. We'll no longer have to roll the dice and wonder who we married. You'll be able to go, you'll be able to, you know, worm your way in and access their file and find out if they were creepy as a kid, you know.
And that's exactly what's going to happen. They're going to know all about us from when we were born. Ew. Up. And they were talking, it was interesting, I think in another state they were talking about this, they were actually going to determine if you get pregnant. This is a prime example. If you get pregnant, do you smoke during that pregnancy? You know, how's that baby going to come out? So this is even talking about prenatal stuff. So
people are worried the NSA is looking at their email.
Like,
hey, newsflash, nobody cares anymore now.
But like I said, we have to put a stop to this. They are not allowed about this. This is personal identification and this is not allowed. And people need to start saying this is not.
This is like God thwarting. Cause you know, the big thing, if you're a Bible-based view of the world, right? The big random factor that God preloaded us with was free will. So we were basically good until he gave us free will. And then, of course, you know, we took those random detours. No more random detours now. And if we do,
we're
labeled. You're never going to wonder if you're going up or down. It's going to be we'll know who's going to hell now.
Yeah, your job. So, you know, if someone doesn't come out. So they want to know if you're career ready or if you're actually going to college. Yeah. One of the two. Placement ready. Exactly. That's exactly what's going
to
happen.
So it's not a giant mental leap to say that then colleges can look at that and say, oh, you've applied, but you know, honey, you're not one of us.
Exactly. This is where the financial end of it with your financial aid comes into play.
They've made college unattainable for most parents to pay for.
Exactly.
So now you've got to apply for a loan, but now your loan triangulates with your history, your assessment data.
You're truant or you've had behavioral problems in the past.
Yep.
Or you don't come from you come from a low income family. They've already subcategorized us or our children, I should say. And
we're headed for India. We get to have a new caste system. I mean, honestly, it's there you are and there you'll stay.
And, you know, truthfully, when I started researching this, Aaron, I went through like a death process.
I know it you didn't like, want. I'm like, keep going. We need the information.
I was crying a lot. I couldn't sleep. How could they be doing this to our kids?
That's what happened when I started digging into the VA, and then I drank heavily for a short period of time. I just saw it though. They won an award on the Country Music Awards. Day drinking. I gave that up. It was messing with my mind. But, I mean, it's depressing. All joking aside, it's super depressing.
And I want parents, you know, don't be afraid to talk to me or whatever. We need ideas. We all have ideas. We have brilliant ideas. We all have talents.
Still. We haven't gotten that taken away yet.
And that's the problem is if we don't stop this, they will alter our children. They will not teach them. They will teach them nothing about the Constitution. They will not teach them how to fight. They'll teach them that they, you know.
Well, bottom line is if they are spunky that way and they do ask a lot of questions and they do want to self-determine because their parents raised them with a healthy sense of self, we're going to get that straightened out.
Yeah, and that's the problem. And I want people to gather. I want us to come together, think of things that we can do to get out of this. And that's the problem. They're actually listening to other states and changing their pathways of trying to find ways to get us even more. So as we're thinking, I know we have intelligence out there that we need to get together as family, as groups, as, you know, full-blown grassroots.
Yeah, because the next thing we're going to see is gym class. Remember when we all had to do social dance? We had to learn how to square dance.
I never did social dance.
You're a liar.
Oh yeah, you went to school in like the Bend.
Hey, don't knock the Bend. It had three classrooms.
Yep, they beat the kids over the back with a rake. One of his teachers broke a rake over a kid's back because they were raking leaves during school. Yeah. They were like the janitors.
It's child labor. I think they owe me some pay.
Well, anyway, my point in bringing that up
interest.
Before we got down to
well, the
Mr.
government
Ott.
Wants your history on that, too. Why? How did you turn out so good?
You go. See?
See, they're not going to have
smarted off to a teacher in those days. You got the back of somebody's hand.
It's going to be different now. We're going to scar you for life instead of just scar you for life. We have the new abuse.
Everybody wants scars they can talk about.
But you know what? They're not going to have social dance. They're going to have goose stepping.
Oh,
you know, to prepare you for your new
modern goose stepping.
Modern goose stepping. Oh man, yeah. Bob, do you have any good goose stepping music?
That's a pretty tall order on short notice.
That's a big NO. I was like, how quick can you turn this next break into goose stepping? Oh my gosh, that's not a program unless we've snorted online. All right, so
greatest goose stepping hits.
Of the third rank.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I don't know. I guess we should laugh about it while we still can, huh? What do you have for us, Bob? Shall we take a swift little break here?
Sure, why not?
This is some goose stepping. We'll be right back with you. You're listening to KCNR, 1460 AM, Shasta Ready.
Young man, now give me that knife.
Hey, give me a match, somebody.
Thank you.
Hey, I need a match.
Now, class, you all know who I am, so let's find out who you are.
Hey.
Thank you.
Far out.
You know what? We're probably all labeled because we used to listen to stuff like that. That is not allowed. What was that again?
Sister Mary Elephant from Cheech and Chong.
Cheech and Chong.
Right. I knew it was Cheech and Chong. Sister Mary Elephant.
Far out. Should have gave it away.
I just know, but I couldn't remember the album. I knew it wasn't. What was that one that had the... never mind.
Oh, the wedding album.
The wedding album. There you go. It was like the white album. No, it was the wedding album.
Yeah.
I did buy that
Sister
one.
Joan.
No, that's different.
No, that's a different topic. Never mind.
Totally different.
Take that
topic.
Back.
Oh, my goodness.
She
did
drive a school bus, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Play that one day.
Yeah.
So, all right. You guys meet the parents in Shasta. Well, they're not all over Shasta County. They're mostly in... Are they mostly in Redding?
The ones that are meeting, yes. The ones that are meeting are actually in Redding area. They're actually coming out to...
Okay.
But if we get bigger, I don't mind moving. So we just need more people on board and, you know, and then we'll try to make it in towns for people to actually, you know,
sure.
get there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I added your email.
Thank you.
To the page for today. And if people, you know, need more contact information, like they, you know, you don't have, what do you call it, email and all that jazz, you can always, yeah, they can always reach me because my phone number is super public. And that's 530-515-7135.
I'm writing that down. You never gave that to me.
I know. I have you blocked.
I always get that funny message when I call that number. I'm on the phone. Call you back.
No, that's when an automatic text message.
Trust me, I know it's automatic. Nobody types that fast.
You don't know.
Second ring.
You don't know.
You're queuing that up.
So it's 530-515-7135, and I can connect you up with Tracy if you don't have email. But anyway, I hope you will continue to join us and keep us updated, because this has been an ongoing, it's not like you know, went and got some PhD in this and then just showed up and decided to tell us everything you.
No, I didn't. As a matter of fact, I'm still learning. I'm still digging. I wish I didn't start this because I'm digging so much, but stuff that I really don't want to know about.
The people who've been researching it, though, are like using a lot of your information.
Yes,
so you've
actually
turned out to be quite the ally.
Yes, and I have been asked to go and travel the United States and give talks. My family.
You're going to need some money to do that, because when she comes in here, she has a suitcase full of paperwork. And I know the airlines are going to charge her for the extra bag. So she has been at this a while.
Hey, lady, that's not a carry-on. The good news is,
are those government documents?
We're going to have to keep growing and cutting more trees because we're going to need some paper.
Well, the thing is, too, I'm not doing this just because I did it because I feel for the United States. I feel
exactly.
for our children. And just to voice an opinion out, and they're factual. I did not take them off of the news. Some articles I did probably for the, but those grants of the Brain Initiative, you can find on the actual Education Department's page, the United States Department of Education, those grants with the amount of money given to UCLA. So all these things that I've been doing are actual factual information. I go straight to either United States Department of Education, the contracts themselves. It's just been a very interesting research. This whole travel on this is just been an eye-opener, and I do not trust the government anymore, to be honest with you. I don't think I ever did, but it definitely, this Benghazi stuff, all this stuff that they've lied to us about, I can honestly tell you that it's nerve-wracking that we have a government that's so gone.
Yeah.
So out there.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the thing with the kids don't know.
Mm-mm.
Your children, I mean, how likely is it that kids won't even go home and tell their parents what was on any of these tests?
No. And that's
who would think?
Some of it's so embarrassing they don't even want to talk about it. They're embarrassed probably just to even answer the question.
And truthfully, are they really going to answer right?
Are they going to be honest?
Yeah, and then they're screwed up because, you know, it's like, oh, shoot, well, I should have answered that a different way. Now
or they're
CPS is knocking on our door.
They'll get a bad attitude, and they'll answer them all wrong, and then that goes in their jacket.
Exactly.
Now they're totally marked.
Well, oftentimes kids misunderstand what goes on at home. So, you know, mom and dad are talking about something they saw on the news, politics or whatever, and they're worked up about it, and it sounds like they're fighting.
There are surveys.
Maybe they're not fighting.
There are surveys that I have in the packet here that actually ask, flat out, do your parents drink alcohol? Flat out. Just, do they have one? Do they have two?
Really?
Yes. It gets personal. It goes straight towards the family.
And they want to know about firearms.
They do want to know about firearms. There's tons of surveys, and you're welcome to go check it out on that webpage that I posted. There are surveys in there it's directed
wow.
towards the family.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with the child.
No.
The child is just a messenger at
yeah,
that
point. Yeah,
but
it has nothing to do with the child's education.
Right.
And does your parents listen to you when you come home? Do you do your homework? Do you your homework with your parents? Things like this that they're all being dragged into the surveys.
You also had made a comment, and not today, but another time. I don't know if we were just talking on the phone or what, but something about the disabilities That the disability thing is like the overlay on all this, which is what gives them access. You have 2 minutes, so go ahead. Tell us all about it.
The IEP testing that's normally done in schools for disabilities, the Education Department found a way to embed that in Smarter Balanced. So there are three basic consent forms that the schools should be delivering to the parents. One, your IEP testing. Two, your human research from UCLA. And three, you got your psychology test that they're actually doing. So there's three consents that should be actually done prior to you even doing these assessments or your children doing these assessments. And I just don't understand how parents, you guys need to open your eyes to this. This isn't joking around stuff anymore. They're after these assessments.
Well, if they can qualify your kid as having some sort of a disability because their parents drink, their parents work, they have fighting in the home, whatever it is.
Well, the federal law switched. If you look at the federal law, matter of fact, I should post that for you. Federal law actually switched what they call a learning disability. The United States Department of Education feels that 4 out of 5 children have learning disabilities. That's kind of a little weird in my eyes. That means we're all kind of all freaking messed up anyways. But, you know, it's just the way that they're handling the disability. And come January 1st, Arne Duncan has taken the disability portion out of the authority of the state. So if these states think that they had local control, well, they're going to find out real hard that our local control is no control. The government's controlling.
Surprise. All right. Hope you had fun, everybody at home. I don't think I undersold the warning. Thanks, Tracy, for coming on with us.
Well, thank you.
Common Core is super important, and we need all the information we can get. So I'll be updating the webpage later on today. Hope you guys will tune back in. And we'll have some surprise guests next week because I haven't figured that out yet. Bill, are you going to say anything?
Yeah.
Say bye. Hurry
thanks
up.
Thanks for listening, folks. We'll be back next week. And we'll join us on the chat. And
we'll change Bill's batteries.
In. Yeah, change my batteries.
Hit it, Bill.
I got to go. I'm going to attack now.
This, I think, is KCNR Shasta Reddit.